Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Father.
Words matter. Perhaps you've heard much about the baptism controversy that has gone viral, both in the Catholic Church and in the social media world. There's so much written about it. Father Andre Arango, a priest in Arizona, substituted the word I with we in the words of baptism. So instead of saying, I baptize you, over the years, at thousands of baptisms, he said, we baptize you. And after much discussion between the diocese and the Vatican, all the baptisms performed by Father Arango were declared invalid. And this is where the controversy happens. You know, people went off on the Catholic Church. Here we go again. Crazy people who, one word, they don't know how to deal with it. But words matter, right? Let me give you an example. Imagine that at a wedding, instead of I do, one of the couple says we do. Would that matter? It's just a pronoun, right? That would make the wedding invalid. Small words have huge implications. Similarly, in the sacrament of baptism, when a minister baptizes, Catholics believe that it is really Christ who is working through that person. So when the word we is used, it means that the community of worshipers is doing the baptism. And that is what makes the baptisms done by Father Arango invalid. Words matter. Even small words carry big implications. Now I'm focusing this homily on human words and human speech, because it can be the place for Christian discipleship to either flourish or die. So first, in my first point, let me talk about words and speech. So in today's first reading, taken from the book of Sirach, the author says, when a sieve is shaken, the husks appear. So do one's faults when one speaks. And again, the fruit of a tree shows the care it has had. So too does one's speech disclose the bent of one's mind. So the words are not merely about words. Are they? Our words are the indicators of our mind, of our character, of our inner self. As Jesus says in today's gospel reading, from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now, in this age of social media, we can think of numerous instances of words sometimes uttered many years ago, coming back to the speakers with vengeance. It has destroyed many a reputation and career. We've heard of politicians and celebrities making off-the-mic comments. They've said one thing during a speech and suddenly they go inside and they speak on the microphone. It ruins them, right? What it does, it lays bare their ingenuity. Now, I can think of numerous examples in my own life of saying something, then immediately having to add, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Has that happened to you? You've said something and you said, darn it, I wish I hadn't said that. Or we say, that came out all wrong, right? We all have been in the situation. The problem in these examples is not merely the words that emerge from our mouths. These words reveal our inner thoughts, our hidden intentions, and perhaps even our character. Today's scripture is making us aware of three things. Our speech lays bare the mind and the heart. If we really want to understand someone's thought, read their lips. And thirdly, if you want to change your speech, we need to change within. Secondly, I want to talk about hypocrisy versus integrity in our speech. Now, there's something honest about speech that exposes our inner self. In other words, sometimes our speech is what exposes us. So there's the honesty of the speech, even though it's a mistake, that's what reveals who we are within. It lays bare our hypocrisy. The one quality that Jesus warned his disciples against was hypocrisy. We hear him saying today's gospel reading, "You hypocrite." And listen, every time I read this, it's like a dagger that goes inside you, because all of us in some way are hypocrites. There's hypocrisy within me as well. So Jesus says, "You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see to remove the splinter in your brother's eye." And as I said, to some extent, we all suffer from hypocrisy. Yes, what is it about us that we always want to change others before we can change our own lives? What is it about us that we like to give advice to others but do not practice it ourselves? What is it about that we like to remove the speck from the other's eyes while we have a plank in our own? And Jesus confronted hypocrisy because nothing destroys community, nothing destroys family, nothing destroys society more than hypocrisy. The child abuse crisis, among other things, should teach us that. Somebody asked me the other day, but how do we try to convince those that are resistant? How do we change them? How will we make a difference with those who will not listen? And history gives us the answer. History gives us the answer. The best way to change others is to first change ourselves. The best way to convince others is to genuinely work on our own lives and become more like Christ. So today Christ is inviting us to address the hypocrisy within. As a priest, I need to ask myself, have I preached that which I myself do not practice? Do I do that? As parents, as teachers, catechists, mentors, counselors, or professionals, we need to ask ourselves, do I tell my children, my students, my clients, things that I myself do not practice? Today, Christ invites us to integrity of life. That's the opposite of hypocrisy. Integrity of life. Finally, bearing good fruit. In both the first reading and the gospel reading, there is a tremendous emphasis on the link between a good tree and good fruit. Sirach says, the fruit of a tree shows the care it has had, so too does one's speech disclose the bent of one's mind. Jesus says, a good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree is known by its fruits. Now, the reason we hold Christ in such high regard is because his life bore the ultimate good fruit, right? Human redemption. The only reason he was able to accomplish this human redemption is because his speech, his intentions, and his actions were all consistent. He came to redeem humanity, he spoke redemption, and he accomplished redemption. So consistency, integrity, that is what we appreciate about Christ. So if we want to be people of integrity, if we want to be people whose speech is good and constructive, if we do not want to be guilty of hypocrisy, then we need to look not merely at the fruit, but at the tree and the roots of the tree. does our speech build up or tear down? Does our speech encourage or condemn? Do we gossip? Can people trust our words? Do we spew filth with the same tongue that also receives the body and blood of Christ? If any of these things is a problem, then we need to look within. And that's the point the readings are trying to make. Remember, a good tree does not bear rotten fruit. So as we receive Christ in this Eucharist today, let us ask Him to transform us from within, from within. And having been transformed, may we bear good fruit in thought, in speech, and in our actions. People of God said, Amen.